The geometry of the place was all wrong. One could not be sure that the sea and ground were horizontal. You're listening to Cthulhu and Friends, starring Stacy, Mike, Fred, and Steph. I am your game master, Veronica.
Okay, so you're in Goblin Library for goblins who don't read good yet, but they're trying. What do you do?
Moonflower, the sorceress elf, gracefully grabs a children's book from the shelf.
Yes, and that book is titled Snow White and the Seven Flights.
Todd.
It's not a classic death scene. I'm going to pry this story out of her if it's the last thing I do.
She doesn't want to talk about it. This isn't a good idea.
It'll be fine.
We can fucking hear you.
Snow White and the Seven Flights.
Like flights of beer. I love it. I'm in.
No.
Okay, Crunch. This is an easy one. Snow White and the Seven Flights is a classic tale of tragedy and love.
Yeah, or...
Okay, not whispering anymore. Okay.
Crunch has spent 2 years in-game and out-of-game, Todd, trying to learn how to read.
Yes, okay. You've spent a lot of time both in-game and out talking about this major change to the rules that you could have just gotten with a feat.
You know I need Cleave, Todd. You know I need that. Crunch need Cleave.
And Conch got Cleave. Now, I'm going to roll a percentage die, and based on the result, we'll see if Crunch can read this story. High or low?
I'll go high.
No. Crunch go low, like IQ.
I love that Crunch talks in character about out of character things.
It's the only way I can stay in character since Todd gave me this dumb as shit character.
Before you do that, I use my bardic powers to give Bells a reroll if she doesn't like the result of the initial roll, but she must keep the second roll regardless of the outcome.
All right. Okay. I'm going to give you a prepared slip that Crunch can read without taking a feat.
Oh, hooray! We did it! I taught Crunch to read!
You learned Crunch how to read, you good elf, and not eat you.
Wait, was that something that was on the table?
No, now you off table.
Okay, Crunch, now read the story of Snow White and the Seven Flights.
I play my piccolo behind Crunch, reading the tale to enhance the effect.
Once upon a time, there was two parents that had a beautiful daughter.
Oh, shit. Where is this going?
And finally, the young girl got a job as a popular bartender at a giraffe bar. And Snow White had to climb 7 flights of stairs to deliver beer to the giraffe customers.
Interesting. I wonder how Snow White, who was deathly afraid of stairs, overcame her fears and told her 7 boyfriends about her internal struggles.
I don't think that was about beer at all. Aren't flights like flights of beer?
What the hell? It couldn't be more obvious.
Crunch understand meaning. Crunch sad. Todd.
Wow, That was dark on so many levels. I'm going to go to bed.
Yeah, that's basically all I had prepared, and it got me no closer to the result I wanted.
Cool. Anybody down for pizza?
Crunch.
Oh my god.
Okay, last game before we graduate. I honestly can't believe you all made it this far without dying.
Nothing can kill the crunch.
Crunch smashes death.
And reads.
Oh yeah. I forgot I could read. Honestly, it's never come up a single time since the first time I read. Huh. Imagine that, Todd.
Were you? I can't. Oh, God. I wrote a fucking fairy tale for each session.
Wait, you legit wrote fairy tales for all our sessions?
I betcha they were classic and not about beer.
We have slain many followers of Cthulhu. We have defeated dragons with our sword and wit. We stand before the mouth of the cave of Al-Ghul.
Damn, you should have tried your hand at DMing.
I never wanted to steal your thunder.
I use my +4 piccolo to cast thunder.
Okay, it happens.
I like it.
Great. So, you're at the cave, and you have won your way past many, many foes.
I have expended all of my spells.
I need to recover hit points from last session, too. We haven't rested?
This is no time for extended rests. We must vanquish the evil Cthulhu. Evil never rests. Neither can we.
I give Moonflower and Crunch some potions from my bag of holding. We got these, what, 7 levels ago? And I honestly forgot about them until now.
Well, that's timely. The mysterious potions restore your health and spells, but there's a negative effect that will reveal itself in due time.
Darius, you fool! You've poisoned us!
What happened to Crunch Smash Death?
Right, in character.
Crunch Smash Death?
As you walk up the incline, you see and smell the signs of death and destruction. Blood covers the walls, and there's a crunching sound under your feet.
I roll spot. 17 plus 7 equals a lot.
You see shards of bone covering the floor of the cave. It's very clearly goblin bone due to its chartreuse sheen.
Those motherfuckers killed my goblin kin? Is this from the library? Todd, you fuck!
You also see bits of paper. Here you go, fuckers. Here's 4 years of fucking work. Good job.
But wow, Todd, you're really getting into the physical aspect of D&D. I thought we established that we were not a LARP group.
Oh, this isn't LARP. This is IRL.
Oh no, Todd's turned into Cthulhu.
Classic Todd.
Okay. So, are these really the goblins from the first village we saved?
Yes.
Rage, triple rage.
That's not a thing.
Oh no, Todd, I can keep going. I'm level 11 right now. Octuple rage.
Okay. Blinded by rage, you race into the throne room of an ultra evil demigod.
I will spot.
You're blind.
Oh, crap. I run behind Crunch to help.
I want to sneak up into the throne room and roll spot. I can sneak because I have these slippers of silence. We got them like 5 levels ago and yeah, I forgot about it.
Fine, but you're at a disadvantage on your perception.
That makes no sense, but fine. And a crit success.
You always roll crit success when it counts. How?
Yeah, what can I say? I'm magic like that.
It's bullshit. You know what? I'm switching dice.
Todd, it's a game. If you aren't having fun, we can do something else.
No, I'm cool. It's good. I'm fine. Okay. The throne room is filled with a green mist. The demigod towers above you. It has writhing tentacles wildly lashing from its face. It bats its wings and hovers over you.
I cleave.
Cleave what? Nothing is near you.
I don't know. I just want to do something.
You did. You ran in here in a rage in what was obviously set up as a boss battle.
Look, that is fearless feedback, and I hear you, but...
Crunch made Crunch's own decisions.
Way to go, Crunch. You do you.
I want to roll a knowledge religion to see if I recognize this demigod and learn its weaknesses.
I roll knowledge hentai. Also, is this a demigod from the book, Todd?
No, actually. I had a weird dream one night, and this thing was there. It just seemed like it belonged in this world.
Did it?
Yeah.
What else happened in this dream?
Death.
Todd,
Bud, are you okay?
Whoa, what's happening to him?
I'll go get some ice.
Todd!
Sorry. So, the demigod hovers over you, and it...
No, I had a role in there. I was finding its weaknesses.
It doesn't have any.
None?
None.
Let's just keep going. Justice Timberwaves is not a fan of this place.
I got ice.
Oh, that's nice. Ice.
Classic Todd.
The demigod stops beating its wings and tries to land on Crunch. Everyone roll reflex.
Oh, I got a natural one.
22.
17.
Crit success.
Bullshit!
Dude, I roll in front of you.
You know what? Use these dice from now on. Here, roll it again.
Fine. Crit success.
Oh, you know what? Screw this. I'm gonna roll for you. This is impossible. Crit success! What?
That's crazy.
The odds of that happening are so... It's 1 in 8,000.
Well, whatever. Okthulu lands on Crunch, crushing his innards through his skull. You all recoil as you see intestines squish out of his mouth.
No!
It was one fucking hit!
Do I see that we cannot defeat this evil?
Yes. You believe that there will be no way to win this battle. You'll have to use a method other than strength to win this fight.
So, I'm just looking through my inventory and I noticed that I had a scroll that will open a portal to a new dimension, and that should allow us to escape.
Are you fucking kidding me? I gave you that at level 3 to help you not die. I seriously need to track this shit instead of writing fairy tales.
I thought they were classic fairy tales.
I have no idea what that even means.
So, wait. Am I seriously fucking dead?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Cool. I refuse to roll up a new character, so I'm just gonna scratch this out and, Crunch Jr.
What?
Oh, yeah. This is happening. Crunch Jr. bursts onto the scene.
Yes, I have been tracking my father for many years, and I have finally found him at the scene.
Wait, how is Crunch Jr. so eloquent?
Well, Crunch Jr.'s mother is Moonflower.
Whoa, what? 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 Okay, I begin singing a tale as old as time. A song as old as rhyme.
What is even happening?
I'm a mother? How could I forget this?
Classic.
You see, there was a reason it took my father so long to learn how to read.
Oh my gosh. So he was a hands-on type of reader?
Todd.
I shout at Okthulu. My name is Kronz Jr. You crushed my father. Prepare to smash!
Kronz Jr., no! My beloved child that I never knew I had. Come here. There's a portal. We can live to fight another day.
Momflower, you are more beautiful in person than I could ever imagine. Yes, I will follow you into your portal.
Cool. So, do you all escape through a portal?
Oh my god.
Wait, do we have another portal spell?
Yes. At the end of each session for the past 4 years, I've ended telling Todd that I will spend the night copying one spell. So, if my calculations are correct, I have 42 of these.
Oh my fuck. You know what? I don't care anymore. I build a world, and you guys always went in the opposite way, and Darius, I mean, Justice Timberwaves, was just rolling 20s, like freaking nat 20, taking 10s when it freaking matters. Do you see these fucking maps?
Whoa, dude, these are cool. Why don't you ever use these?
This is why I have a receding hairline. God, you guys never stayed on task.
Oh man, Todd, I'm so sorry. I had no idea. Genuinely, I am sorry. I would love to play your game.
Todd, man, you're looking kind of stressed out. Why don't you let me DM for a while?
But this is our last game. We're all leaving.
I mean, we can still play, right?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really think about it like that.
So, I have a job offer at the school that I did my internship for.
What if we did a conference call each week?
Yes, we could totally do that.
I mean, yeah. Won't be the same without you all here, but, let's do it. Let's just always play D&D, no matter what. Every week.
Wait, you were staying here?
Yeah, I actually bought some property out on that southern island.
Do people actually live there? Isn't it kind of wild?
Meh. I can just rent a place here to make sure I'm able to play every Sunday.
Okay, it's settled then.
Every Sunday, we play at 5 p.m., and Kronz Jr. will continue his quest to avenge his father with his mom flower.
Aw, I'm in.
Okay, but you know what? Not DMing this time. Edward, they're all yours.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, like, I want to be respectful to what you built, so totally going to use these maps. They're going to be great in my game.
Yeah, sure. Whatever you think you need, buddy.
Okay, so pizza.
Yes.
Oh, God, yes.
So starving. This episode was produced by Hiroshi, and the opening and closing theme was created by Rob Anderson. This episode was written by Mike, Steph, Fred, Stacy, and Veronica. As always, you can follow the show at CAF Podcast and find a permanent link to the Discord in our bio. And be sure to check out some other Geeklink podcasts, such as Drunks and Dragons, Brute Force, or Inks and Issues.